Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Life with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm an executive life and leadership coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their true potential and create new possibilities, all whilst showing up as the best version of themselves. And this is what I call life leadership. So what is today's topic? Well, for those of you who follow me on a weekly basis, you will know that over these 5 weeks, I am sharing what I believe are the critical aspects of personal branding. When I talk about personal branding, I am talking about the in-person version of your brand, not your online presence. In other words, how you show up in person, or how do you interact with other people in real life. So you remember those days pre-COVID when we used to go to a lot more networking events and maybe go into the office on a more regular basis, so that kind of thing. And this is relevant whether you're happily working in your current place or you are on the job market looking to move on to something else, because here's the thing with that: your personal brand precedes you. It's all about your professional reputation. And as such, you want to ensure that you're always working on developing that and honing that, so that when you are in the job market, or you are maybe looking to put yourself forward for that next promotion or secure a pay rise or some form of recognition, that you have a strong brand. Something I learned very early on in my career over 25 years ago, which is that hard work alone is not enough to get us to where we want to be. So today's topic is why first impressions matter. And today we focus on your ability to captivate the people around you. In other words, developing a powerful personal presence and having gravitas. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is being able to easily gain the trust and respect of people around you, people that you come into contact with, that you engage with, that you work with, whether you report to them or you manage them or they're your peer group. This works at all levels in the workplace. It's about carrying that weight of the weight of the presence of people thinking this person knows their stuff. They have that authority about them. They're taken seriously and have leadership qualities. So all of these things are critical to have people wanting to gravitate towards you, have you stand out and be remembered for the right reasons, which is exactly why, if you're wondering, well, who cares about your presence, your gravitas, everybody cares, because it's your first impressions. So why is this important? Because your first impressions are created in the first 7 seconds, within the first 7 seconds of somebody meeting you. And it's about what others say about you when you're not in the room. And for me, I believe most importantly, it's the feeling that one experiences when they meet you, when they work with you, and when they hear your name mentioned, because those feelings create lasting perceptions. And it's about being able to influence people around you for what you want. So whether it is people to engage with you, to work with you, to have that respect and trust of you, as well as the recognition, the career progression, and so forth. You want to have people advocating for you. And when you have a strong presence, you exude gravitas, people more likely want to advocate for you. They'll gravitate towards you more. Think about it. There's people around you, whether it's in your social circle or in your work life, in your professional life, where they exude a certain gravitas about them, a presence, a confidence. And that has you wanting to listen to them, to connect with them, to be around them, to gravitate towards them. And it's the same for you, and you can create this for yourself too. And again, a big part of why it's important is also because beyond the feelings that you create for other people, creating those lasting impressions, it also ensures that you remain top of mind for people and that you have people gravitate to you for the confidence and that authority that you exude. You positioning yourself as a leader in your own right. I don't mean a leader in terms of a job title, but you're showing up with leadership qualities. And it's those first impressions. So remember I said we create a first impression within the first 7 seconds. And that usually occurs before you've even uttered a word. Now, why do I say this? Because many people believe that actually other people's perceptions of us are based on what we say, the words that come out of our mouth. And I've often heard people say, well, you know, I don't want to say anything because people might think that I'm really dumb. So I don't say anything. But hey, the point here is that people already formed that impression before you've even uttered a word. And the reason I'm emphasizing this point is because people believe that communication is primarily what we say. Here's the thing. Studies have shown that communication comprises of body language, tonality, and the words that we use. But when you hear the percentages, if you've not come across this before, it might surprise you. So our communication comprises of body language, so our physiology, and that's your non-verbal communication. That is 55% of our communication. 38% of our communication comprises of our tonality, and only 7% is the words that we speak. So think about it this way. It's not about what you say, it's how you say it. And this is derived from your tonality as well as your non-verbal communication. So, for example, your body language. So think about it if you walk into the office or you walk into a networking event. People are already observing you before you've even uttered that word. They're forming an impression. And you want that to be a really powerful, positive impression. It's the same in an interview. People are already almost subconsciously formed an impression of you before you even said hello. So you want to think about how you carry yourself, your physiology, your body language, and how that is perceived by others. And so today I want to share with you a few tips that you can take on board and implement from today that will help you to develop a more powerful presence and also to understand for yourself, give some thought to this as to, okay, I'm really good at that bit, but actually this bit's not something I've thought about before. Maybe I can start to look at how I show up in this way, what I can do differently to improve. And as I say, communication, to emphasize the point here, is not about what you say, it's about how you say it. So I'm going to share with you a few points here. So if you've got a pen and paper, or grab pen and paper and make some notes, you can watch this back on replay. And of course, ask any questions in the comments. So the first thing I want to share with you is your state. So learning to manage your state. In other words, if we go into, let's say, an interview and or a difficult conversation or a meeting that we're feeling that we're slightly not confident about or ill-prepared, then what can you do to still command that authority, that respect that you want? Manage your state. Think about people you have seen who show up and they're nervous, they're ill prepared, they maybe express some anxiety in their behavior. That's because they're not managing their state. So what you can do is to ground yourself so that you come across as calm, you're feeling in control, and you exude certainty in yourself. Does this make sense? Yes or no? Mushtaq, hello. Thank you for joining. I hope you're finding this useful. Let me know your biggest takeaway from today's session. So state is the first thing. Now, how do you create that state of being grounded, calm, and feeling in control? Very simple. Breathe. People always laugh at this, but it is so effective. So if you take 3 slow, deep breaths from your diaphragm, not from your chest, but from your diaphragm, like you do in yoga. If you're someone who practices yoga or meditation, you may be familiar with this, but you just slow down for a moment and think, right, if I'm going into an interview, I'm about to speak in front of an audience, and I'm feeling a bit anxious and I want to feel grounded and calm, slow down and just take 3 slow, deep breaths. And to help you with that, if you want to count maybe, so count to 4 as you breathe in, hold for 2 and slowly breathe out for between 4 and 6 counts. And the more you practice that, the easier it will become to do it for longer than 4 and longer than 6. But this in itself relaxes your whole physiology so that you do naturally feel more grounded, more calm, less nervous, less anxious, and in control and having that certainty. Imagine walking into an interview or to go speak in front of an audience in a meeting like that. How would that make you feel? And what is the impression others will have of you? So think about it that way too. Okay. So that's the first thing, manage your state. The second is your body language, and most importantly, your posture. So whether this is online, by the way, so even on camera when you're on your Teams and Zoom calls, or in person, and all of this can be adapted for online working as well. So when you're showing up to meetings or presenting online and so forth, you can adapt it accordingly. So with your body language, with your posture, what do you want to do? You want to stand tall. So ideally you want to stand with your feet hip width apart and equal weighting on both feet. This is really important because think about it. How often do you stand maybe with your weight slightly to one side, hand in a pocket, I'm just a little bit more relaxed? Think about how you do that. Take a photograph or have someone that you trust observe you take a photo of you, and then shift your stance so that you're standing with equal weight on both feet. Feet hip width apart. Again, this helps you to feel grounded, have some certainty, feel in control. Now, this is relevant whether you're simply having a conversation with someone, you know, in the office, if you are standing up to present something, if you're at a networking event and you're still up talking to somebody, all of this is relevant. And it creates more confidence for you, but it also exudes confidence to people around you. That person knows what they're about. They have that certainty about them, and that confidence. So body language is really important. Have your head up, your shoulders down, straight, and look straight ahead. Okay. Look up at people, make eye contact. In some cultures, I know it's not appropriate to make direct eye contact. So obviously adjust this accordingly. Here in the UK, it's perceived as a positive thing is to make eye contact with people. So that's okay. But obviously adapt this accordingly where necessary. So remember your posture. And here's the thing, you know, I've seen people that sit in even in an interview, you know, you could sit with your sort of bit of a relax, like sitting back, sitting to one side. I'm trying to demonstrate this on camera here. I know you obviously wouldn't put your feet up on the table, but you want to sit with upright, with that confidence about you, have your head up looking at the other people around you. So posture is really, really important. And actually a big part of that is, particularly if you're standing up, is to have that equal balance on both feet, because most people don't do that until they realize and it comes into their consciousness that actually can create such a big difference. The other thing is gestures. So your hand gestures. So if you actually, like here, if you are speaking in a presentation, for example, or you're in an interview describing something, use relaxed, natural hand gestures. Don't try to sit there really stiffly and not move because you're nervous or scared to move in case you do the wrong thing. You know, even if it means practicing with somebody that you know and trust as you're having that conversation, because most people to some extent will have an element of hand gestures in the way they communicate. So tune into that. How do you use your gestures in your conversation? So that's the next thing. Smile, right? You know, people forget to smile, particularly if you're anxious, if you're nervous. It's really important to smile because it just changes your whole energy, but it also changes the way that you're coming across, that you're friendly, you're approachable, that you're probably fairly easygoing. You know, just smile. It's engaging. It has people want to smile back. It creates a connection, particularly say in a networking event. And it just creates a little bit of a relaxation between people around you. So remember to smile. Speed is another one. So when you are speaking, now we're not talking about the words here, we're talking about the speed or the pace at which you speak. Oftentimes, if we are anxious, if we're nervous, we tend to speak really fast because we want to just get it over with and move on to something else and not be in the limelight perhaps. So remember that people need to process what you're saying. So if you want people to understand and to hear what you have to say, you may need to check in with the pace that you speak at and look at whether you want to slow that down. Think about other great speakers that you see on stage. Maybe someone who does a TEDx talk or the leadership team in your organization when they're delivering talks, conferences and so forth. Look at observe at the pace that they speak at and then contrast that with the pace that you speak at. Are you speaking really quickly because you're anxious, because you're nervous, or are you able to slow it down to a pace that enables people to really follow what you're saying and to process what you're saying as well? Something else is your tonality. So tonality, as you may remember, I said is 38% of your communication. So your tonality, you want to keep that varied rather than monotone. You also want to remember to avoid as much as you can filler words. Now, this is something that everyone does to some degree, some more than others. So if you're not sure how often you use filler words, record yourself, maybe in a meeting or in a presentation or something similar, and check in with yourself. Listen back and watch yourself, observe and see how often you use filler words. It's okay to use them occasionally, but you want to avoid constantly doing that, because why? It suggests that there's a lot of uncertainty in yourself and also what you're talking about, which then goes against your desire to show leadership qualities, authority, certainty. So check in with yourself, slow down, observe, ask people around you, do I use a lot of filler words when I'm speaking in a meeting or on a presentation? What do I do? As I said, the odd one is absolutely fine. It's very natural to do that. However, if you're constantly doing it throughout your speech, you want to start to probably slow down and just contemplate before you speak rather than using lots of filler words. And that's okay. Take note, go watch some YouTube videos of really good public speakers and notice how they just pause. And it's natural. When you're not used to doing that, when you're someone who maybe talks really quickly because you're nervous and you want to just get it over with, you're thinking, oh, if I pause, it would look like I've forgotten what I was going to say. But actually, it's quite natural. When you're speaking one-on-one to a friend, you probably do pause. So why would it be any different? It is a natural thing to do. So don't feel that it isn't. Allow yourself to pause rather than simply using lots of filler words. And also with tonality, something that a lot of people do is finish up a sentence as if they're asking a question. So if you think about certain accents, the Australian accent comes to mind. That's their natural tonality in their accent, is that the intonation goes upwards at the end. So it sounds like it's a question. If that is your natural accent and intonation of how you speak your accent, your dialect, then that's okay. But if it's not the norm, then just check in again with yourself. What do you do? Because here's the thing, if you are, for example, speaking at an interview, maybe you're giving an explanation of an example of something you did and how you did it, and then at the end of your sentence, your intonation goes upwards, so it sounds like a question, like that, it creates uncertainty in the other people listening. The same with a presentation, the same in a meeting. If your intonation is going up at the end, like this, it is not necessarily a conscious thing, but it will have people start to question your mind. Is this person sure of themselves, of what they're saying of themselves? And all of those things will start to come into play. You want to eradicate any of that, and it's going to mitigate that from occurring in the first place. So when you are talking, when you're making a really important point, at the end of sentences or phrases, you want to create a downward intonation. Because it places more emphasis on the points that you're making. It delivers it with greater gravitas. So again, check in with yourself as to what you are doing. So those are some of the things that you can do to improve when it comes to your presence, your gravitas. Now you might be thinking, well, these are really simple things, and actually it's really going to make a difference. Well, I'll give you a very quick story of how powerful this is. A few years ago, I was speaking on a panel at one of the banks in London. And after the panel event, we were just talking with people from the audience. And one young lady came to speak to me, and she started to talk about how I seemed to be quite confident on stage. And she was like, oh, I wish I could be like that. I could come across that way. And all I did was I shared with her a few of the steps I've shared here with you today, not even all of them, just a handful of them. And I suggested that she think about those, I think, three or four things that I shared with her, you know, tomorrow when she goes into work. And it was simple things like her posture. So standing tall, shoulders back, head up, smiling at people, slowing down in the way that she speaks, and creating that state of calmness for herself so she doesn't feel nervous, or at least it eradicates some of that nervousness and that anxiety. Anyhow, so I was sharing with her from the point of view of her feeling more confident in herself. That was my aim of sharing those points with her. And the next day, and I remember this so vividly, because the next day I was flying out on a work trip, and literally, you know, when you're about to switch the phone off as the plane's about to take off, and I saw a message pop up on LinkedIn from this young lady. And this was maybe around sort of lunchtime. And she said to me, you know, great to meet you and so forth. Thank you for the tips that you shared with me yesterday. I applied them straight away today when I came into work, and I've already noticed how people are behaving differently towards me. Now, just think about that for a moment, because the lesson here is not just about how you can feel more confident and have certainty in yourself and have that gravitas. The even bigger part of this is that it directly influences how people are around you and towards you. This young lady said that she's noticed how the behavior of the people around her has shifted simply because of how she's showing up. So this is where your presence, your gravitas is so powerful. Simply by you making adjustments, tuning into and becoming conscious of how you show up and your physiology, your nonverbal communication can make a significant difference to the way that people perceive you, the way they behave around you, the way they treat you. So if you're someone who is looking to garner greater authority, trust, and influence in the workplace and even in your personal life, start to really explore your levels of presence and understand where you feel there are areas you can work on to improve, or things that maybe you've never considered before, and what you can do to be even better. And as I said, I've shared some steps here that you can take away immediately and implement. So go through those first, have a think about them. Any questions on any of this, please do share them in the comments and I will happily come back and answer them. If you'd rather do it offline, DM me and I will answer those questions for you, or we can hop on a call. A quick recap then of today. First, impressions matter. People are already forming an impression of you before you've even uttered a word, within the first 7 seconds. But here's the thing with that. Those impressions can immediately shift, even if they already know you. So even if you're sat here thinking, well, actually, I've been in this company for, let's say, 3 years, and people already know what I'm like, and it's too late now. It's never too late. The young lady who I just shared about, she was already working in that organization. She just went to work the next day to the same place and noticed how people were treating her differently, simply because of her creating a more powerful presence. So there's so many advantages and benefits to working on this. It's really, really important. And remember, it's all about what people feel when they hear your name mentioned, when they're working with you, when they meet you. And that feeling comes from your energy, your presence, your gravitas. And that is 93% of your communication, your tonality and your physiology. So steps again, managing your state, remember the breathing, the body language and your posture, and placing equal weighting on both feet. That is so important because it makes a massive difference. Your gestures, your smiling, the pace at which you speak and your tonality. So remembering to have your downward intonation rather than upward one when you're finishing sentences. You only have your upward intonation if you're asking a question. Keep your tonality varied. Omit filler words. So my question I'm going to leave you with today is, what aspects of your presence are you going to work to improve upon? I'd love to hear, again, share in the comments, drop me any questions you have, and I will happily support you with this. Until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Take care. Have a great rest of the week. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.